Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Ruben and Chant, how are you?
Oh, good. Yourself?
Good, good.
Sorry. I've got this. No worries. I've got this new phone system. I can't see who's beeping through. It's really annoying me, to be honest. Not that I'm avoiding your call. So let's bring up your file. Sorry.
Sorry.
No worries.
I'm actually out of town, so
oh, cool.
That's why I gotta take your call in the morning.
No, no worries. Where you at?
Hot Springs.
Oh, nice. It is hot out there.
It wasn't so bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're lucky. I was there a few weeks ago, and it was just crashing.
Yeah.
Let's bring up your notes. Sorry for the delay. I was supposed to get back to you yesterday, but I didn't get the answer. So, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm trying to kind of unwind the ball string that Nick kind of brought in here. So, doing my best. So, here's what we've got here, and I want to give you kind of our thoughts. So, the biggest challenge is your EBF loan is on the, I think it's on the corporation, everything, Singularity Ventures, because it's the parent corporation. So, the way, you know, and OnDeck's an interesting animal. I work with them, but on a lot of their files, they don't even require tax returns, but they're viewing it as, I guess, a different entity, not a stack. Here's kind of our thought process. We have a few basic ways to slice this. I've gone back and forth a lot of times with my funding department trying to do a refinance, and here's our general idea. Option one is this. If you're open to it, and we just want to give you the options, we don't want to put any kind of pressure on the client. Option one is waiting, probably. I would say since your Everest loan terms out in how many months?
My which one?
Your Everest, your EBF loan.
Oh, a couple more months left.
Couple more months, okay. As that loan gets naturally, this is called just a natural pay down. As that gets naturally paid down, you're going to get to two loans. While there's no, of course, guarantees, and I'm not going to promise anyone something, having two loans makes a lot more possibilities. Because technically, with our refinance program on the second position loan that I discussed, they can't do it at this time because they're having it viewed as three current loans right now. But if you're lucky,
I could write a check to pay off the EBF loan just like tomorrow if I needed to.
So that's you're a step ahead of me.
All right. So if I pay that off, let's assume I pay it off tomorrow, hypothetically. Can you email me a term and all the options
let me walk you through it, because I don't have an approval for you. So if you get down to two loans, the max loan amount we can do on a second position refinance is about $100,000. So it would not be in your best interest to write a check to Everest because your relative balance at Strategic or at Rapid, I'm sorry, and on deck would still be too high. I'd ask you to pay money to not give you anything better in return. But as you wait a few months, your loan balances will go down to levels that make those numbers workable. That's option one. The second option is this. And I know, Everest, your loan amounts, you can stroke a check, so I understand that. The second option is this. If you want to wait even a little longer, doing a complete refi comes in the picture because once you have two loans, doing a larger refi and the balance is getting down, there's more flexibility. One of the things that's not fair to you as a business owner is there are very specific rules when it comes to payoffs. And that's one of the things that we're working with. Typically, when someone has one loan, we can use up to 50% of the proceeds. But if they have two loans, we can use only 25% of the proceeds for certain programs. The reason behind that is, even though I don't agree with it, the reason behind that is the following. Often happens with some of these loans, people are often rolling over interest. What happens is someone will borrow 100. They'll say pay back 130. Once they're 6 months in, they'll roll all that money into their loan. And then they'll roll all the money into the next loan. And a year, 2 years later, the customer's not netting any money. All they're doing is prepaying interest. And it's harming the customer. It's not helping them. It's helping the salesperson, but it's really harming the customer. There's one other option. And I don't have an approval for you, so there's no terms to send to you because it's been a mess on our side, not yours. On the other side of the approval, here's the other option. You have an Everest loan at about, your loan is about 45 to 50% over 6 months, correct?
Right.
Okay. We have, and it's something that I like to stay away from, but I don't the end of the day, we're trying to, you know, we solicited you, not the other way around. So there is one other option we have. We do large third position refinances. The other option is this. We could give you probably a significant chunk of money at slightly cheaper terms than Everest. Expectations, you're paying about 45% on the dollar over 5.5 to 6 months, correct?
Right.
We could give you a loan that might be, and I wanted to run these numbers by you before presenting them because they're not nice terms, and I don't like to slap people around with nasty terms. On a third position loan, on 6 month terms, we're traditionally averaging around 32 to 36 cents on the dollar. So significantly cheaper, sometimes a lot of money, but at the end of the day, still pretty aggressive terms in my opinion. In terms of fees, we really don't have them. Typically, there's either a 1 or 2% origination fee maximum and no other type of filing fees, no other fees of that nature. But before getting that program in there, I've had experience where customers have said, absolutely not, that it's crazy terms, and so we don't want to have someone have sticker shock. But those would be the three basic options. I think the thing that my credit department is struggling with is, if you, right now it's just, I don't want to tell you to write a check to Everest and pay them off and then not be able to deliver something onto you because then we're asking you to pay $40,000 and not providing anything in return. Do you mind if I weigh in with my 2 cents?
Sure.
All right. Here's my 2 cents, and it really comes down to the customer need. It really comes down to when you're looking to make a decision, because I know we're not the only company out there. I know you get solicited all the time, and you'll find a solution. With or without us, that's, you know, anyone that says you won't, you know, you've got enough volume to do so. I would look at it two ways. I would look at, hey, if I can wait, the long-term benefit is if I have a natural progression of pay downs. And what are you paying per month right now of your loans combined?
Monthly payment? 640 plus 1280, that's 1360, 1900 plus, there's one more for 1,000, about 2900 a month, a day, sorry.
Okay, so right now you're running about 60 grand, 61 grand a month.
Right.
Your current loan balances, you've got about 150 with OnDeck, but it's coming down every day. You've got 40 with Everest, and what's your strategic loan balance?
180.
180. So you've got about 380, give or take.
Yep.
Here's my thought process. Without guaranteeing you anything, if you wait about 2 to 3 months, that's about 180 grand down. A lot more options will open on the underwriting side, because at that point, you'll have two loans rather than three, and your relative balances will be about 200. And those numbers will make it much more easier for the credit and the funding side to function. And by the way, I want to apologize. I sent you an email that you were approved, and something got lost on our side, and the whole Rapid issue, that's our fault, not yours. But that's what I would do in a perfect world. That's option one. The other option is, depending on how you can use this money, I would be open to a third position refinance, which is paying off Everest. We could probably pay off Everest, or you could, and netting you a large money, amount of money. I can send you an email with terms today on what we can offer you, if Bank of Cardiff can offer you something, and what the terms would look like. But before doing that, I would want to preview the terms, which I hope you appreciate, because I don't want to give you some, like, I don't want to say, hey, congratulations, here's a 38% loan, or here's a 36% loan, and you go, whoa. So I guess the question I would ask you is, what would be more attractive to you? Waiting for 2 to 3 months, probably more like three, or doing a third position refinance, which you get a lot of money?
It all depends on us closing some projects. You know, the more projects we close, the more capital we need to deliver equipment and orders, even though I know we can lease, but, you know, I think you said that option's not available, right?
I don't have an internal approval for you for 150, and basically the kind of rule of thumb that we see, and just to give you an idea, for our industry, depending on business credit, there's a few levels of approvals. There's one approval that goes with basically is no questions asked up to 50, one level approval that goes up no questions asked to 100, at one note approval that goes up to 150. We're unique in that there's very few lenders in our space that go up to 150 just based off basic Apple information. Yeah, it's called an Apple Link program. That being said, it won't be an inquiry on your credit. We do have a program that could potentially do long-term financing up to 100. I know it won't go above 100, but it could potentially go up to 100, and that means that you would just do, if you looked at a server that's 150 grand, or if it's 200 grand, you'd pay cash for some, and then the remainder we'd finance. The attractive issue... Go ahead.
What is the likelihood of just getting a lease for 100 long-term?
What we need. Is that 200K in financing 100?
No, finance is 100 equipment, because we already shipped out the equipment, and we have, it was a $400,000 order. We paid 200 and something out of our own pocket, 231 out of our own pocket, and the rest we put on net 30, so net 30 is going to be coming up in the next, like, 3.5 weeks. So, that we need 200 for that, but if I only get 100, I can pay the other 100 by cash. Well,
I think that's likely. I don't want to overprocess. Let me ask you a quick question. You said it's 200K. Is that 100K? Is it multiple pieces? I know we were talking about like one piece that was 150 or more, or 200. Is it one item that's 200 and you'll finance 100 and pay the rest cash for 100?
It's one appliance that's made up of four servers or four nodes. Okay. That's sold. So we have one line item that's 100 and... Hold on a second. 1 second.
Take your time.
Actually, you know what? Why don't we do this? I'm going to be leaving the hotel soon. Let me get out of here.
Okay.
I'll be back in the office this afternoon, and then I'll pull everything, and then we'll talk about it then.
Perfect. Have a great trip back, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.